Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. Here in part 10, you'll find out why everything you've read about OBE vibrations in books is flat out wrong, and you'll find out the three easiest ways to figure out how to tell how close you are to an OBE. If you've never done an OBE before, it's extremely difficult to know if you're making any progress until after you're already out of your body or in a lucid dream. What you need are easy to detect signals that you can use like road signs to tell you how close you are to an OBE. In this section, we'll cover the top three most common road signs. These are, first, the sleep paralysis wave, secondly, pre-OBE rushing noises, and thirdly, vibrations. We've already talked about the sleep paralysis wave in Lucidology 101 Part 2. Essentially, when your body shuts itself down in sleep paralysis, you'll feel something like a heavy lead blanket being laid on your body. This feeling is unmistakable and a sign that you're very close to success, and that you can use the exit techniques we'll cover in Part 12 to turn paralysis into an OBE. The second road sign to watch for are pre-OBE rushing noises. When you tune in between stations on a radio, you get the sound of random static and white noise. Once you're back on a station again, things come in clearly. It's the same thing with OBEs. You start out completely focused in your normal waking environment, and as you drop into a subconscious focus, you pass through a kind of no man's land where you're not really conscious and you're not really subconscious. When you're tuned to that no man's land frequency, you hear rushing noises that sound like random static or a train rushing by. Here is about what vibrations sound like when you get into them. About the same time you hear rushing noises, you may feel what are called OBE vibrations. Vibrations are likely the most famous phenomenon associated with OBEs, and they're also the effect that has the most misconceptions. Almost everything to be found in books on OBEs about vibrations is simply wrong, and so this is a place where a lot of people get stuck. They reach the vibration stage and then get hung up because they use an ineffective method from bad advice they read in books. The three misconceptions about vibrations are, first, what they are, second, what they mean, and thirdly, how to use them. Here's what vibrations are not. Vibrations are not a subjective kind of thing. If you make a V sound with your mouth, like vvvv, the feeling of vibrations in your lips is very similar to the feeling of vibrations that often appear along with medium stages of paralysis. Sometimes the vibrations can be extremely strong and feel like electricity. Other times they are entirely absent. It's very rare for vibrations to be strong enough to be painful. Usually, they just feel like a harmless buzzing in your head and chest area. However, sometimes they can go throughout your entire body. These can be incredibly loud and feel like you're holding on to a chainsaw. A lot of people report feeling them in the spine. In one case, I woke up into an OBE in my bed, and it sounded exactly like there was someone with a hedge trimmer outside my window. I realized that it was because I had off-the-chart vibrations that were coming from what I later found to be the L1 lumbar vertebrae in my lower back. I used deep breathing to return myself from the OBE because I was running more energy than what seemed safe. That was a very unusual experience, and most of the time you won't have any vibrations at all, and if you do, they'll be no more powerful than the feeling of a vibrating cell phone. The basic thing to know is that once you've had vibrations, you'll know it. There won't be any question in your mind about it because it's just a buzzing feeling and a noise. The second misconception is that most books will tell you that when you have vibrations, you're ready to exit into the OBE. This is completely the polar opposite of reality. Vibrations mean that you're not ready to exit, and here's why. Physical and non-physical awarenesses are both types of signals that you can focus on. During the middle stages of an OBE exit, you're making the transition from one to the other, and you experience both physical and non-physical signals. These signals have energy. When you sum both of these signals together, you pass through a phase where you're running double the amount of energy that you normally would. If this energy is more than your system can comfortably handle, you get distortion. The big fancy signal processing name for this is called intermodulation distortion. The name is not so important as the fact that this energy hump does not go on forever. It comes and then goes, and this is critical to understanding how to deal with vibrations. Because the excess energy hump comes and goes, you get a quiet zone once you've completely focused out of physical focus and into non-physical focus. So it looks like this. You start out in physical focus with no vibrations. You relax into a near OBE and get light vibrations. You relax almost to the point of separation and get majorly heavy vibrations. This is where most people screw it up because of the bad advice in books. The trick is to simply relax deeper and deeper past the vibrations until they have completely smoothed out. Once you're in the quiet zone after the vibrations, that's how you know you've completely shifted into the OBE. The energy hump is like a truck I used to have with unbalanced tires. When it got up to 45 miles an hour, it would start vibrating the entire truck. At 55, it would smooth out again. The range from 45 to 55 was a transition range that caused the tires to vibrate with each other. Pre-OBE rushing noises and vibrations are the same thing. You're coming in and out of phase with two different physical and non-physical signals. Keep in mind that the vibrations only happen when the total energy goes beyond what your non-physical body is capable of conducting. The more OBEs you do, the more energies you can run without problems, and the less vibrations you'll have. Eventually, almost all of your OBEs will be vibration-free. You'll go from waking awareness with no vibrations all the way into the OBE with no vibrations, which means that you'll have to rely on other signals that we'll cover later to tell if you're close to an OBE. The upside is that vibrationless OBEs are much brighter and clearer than OBEs where you have to punch through massive vibrations. So why would that be? With a chainsaw, the noise is caused by friction. Friction is a waste of energy. Chainsaw noise is a waste of physical energy, and so vibrations are a waste of non-physical energy. So when you're in vibrations, you're wasting energy, so it's a state you want to relax through as quickly as possible. The next misconception is what to do once you're in vibrations. For instance, Robert Monroe wrote that you should try to sweep the vibrations up and down your body before separating. Is this good advice or not? The only way to reduce vibrations is to reduce the pressure that causes vibrations, and that means relaxing. If you reach vibrations and then try to do anything, whether it's running vibrations up and down your body or anything else, then the one thing you're not doing is relaxing. And relaxing is the one thing you need to do when you have vibrations, because the only way to release friction is to relax. No other solution will work. This is why vibrations are a major obstacle for most OBEers, because they try to do something, anything at all, other than simply relaxing into the quiet zone. Definitely do not try to force your way out when you're in the middle of vibrations. You'll almost certainly get pulled right back into your body since you haven't yet matched up with a non-physical focus. Even if you do manage to somehow muscle your way out through the vibrations, you'll have spent so much energy on the exit that the resulting OBE will probably be so dark and low energy that you'll just stagger around and not be able to do anything fun anyway. It's far better to relax through the vibrations into the quiet zone and then slip out of your body effortlessly. By the way, there is a sneaky loophole that allows you to cheat so you can do OBEs even when you're in the middle of vibrations. We'll cover this sneaky cheat in Lucidology 102, Part 3. The trick is to enter something called a photographic trance, which allows you to have OBEs at much lighter levels of trance, so you don't have to be in full sleep paralysis to separate. This loophole also opens the door to a technique called trance recycling. Trance recycling allows you to have a dozen or more OBEs in a row and quickly rack up a massive number of OBEs in a single session. To find out more about Lucidology 102, visit lucidology.com. Because many OBEs are completely vibrationless, you need to have other road signs to tell you how close you are to success. In the next section, we'll cover the five crucial progress signals that you can use to tell how close you are to an OBE. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. So in your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to have your first OBEs and lucid dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to loosenology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.